several promoters will have to be registered, unlike others who will choose to be registered.
Find out why after the break. You'll also want to stick around for our No Jamaica feature, which will take us to the heart of the story surrounding the breadfruit's arrival on the island. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Welcome to Tourism Roundup. To stage more of these chat parties, promoters must register with the government's entertainment registry. Mandatory registration becomes effective as at the end of July. Failure to register means promoters will not be able to get a place of amusement license, and without this document, they cannot legally stage an event. One of the first questions that might be asked is why? Why must promoters be registered? For several reasons.
One, when there's no consequence, there's always indiscipline. And so therefore, it is very difficult to have, for example, a person who goes over time, he might be losing points from his license, in the same way that they can lose for your driver's license.
State Minister for Entertainment, Damien Crawford. The registration system is not just about deducting points from a promoter or entertainer's license. The registry is aimed at better coordinating and organizing the entertainment industry.
We don't know how many persons qualify for tools of trade because we don't know who an artist is and who an entertainment practitioner is. And so therefore we want to have a registry that will have entertainment practitioners clearly defined.
And Tool for Trade is essentially a government-funded initiative providing tax-exempt payments to help with the purchase of tools and equipment that will help artists and other groups to ply their trade. Tools for Trade is only one part of the benefit package available under the Entertainment Registry. As such, promoters are not the only ones who stand to gain from subscription. However, while it's mandatory for them, other entertainment practitioners can choose to register.
A DJ, for example, might choose not to be registered, but understand that he benefits from none of the government benefits. And so a person who is turned back in Trinidad, for example, who is not registered, can make no claim for us to defend his rights because we don't have him registered as an entertainer. Equally, a person who wants to carry tools of trade, if he's not registered, will not be capable.
Entertainment practitioners can also benefit from trainings geared toward improving their craft.
Over time too, you know, we're going to do televised training so that our artists can know how to hold a mic properly, how to breathe properly, how to use a stage, how to engage the full audience. So as a part of the benefit to the registry now, you can now be a certified person, which also make it easier for your travel.
The sessions will also cover the business aspect of the industry, focusing on issues such as what percentage of his or her earnings should an artist pay a booking agency, among other topics. Registration is now free, and here's how the process works.
You can register as a person or as a company, and that's because many entertainers actually are just individuals who don't form companies, and so we try to facilitate that. Now, once you fill out our form, you put in your information, you can register to up to three categories, again because of what the realities are. So we can just register a man as performing artist and then he can promote, so he can go up to three.
Registration can be done at parish councils. And there are two categories under which applicants can register. This is done to ensure only the target group reaps the benefits designed.
The registry will have two categories, full registration, and the other one will be temporary or the interim. And that is because we want to have a certainty that a person is committed to the industry and not just signing up for the tools of trade.
State Minister for Entertainment, Damien Crawford. The government's entertainment registry is a key tool in the implementation of the event rating system, the focus of our next program. In our No Jamaica feature today, breadfruit. The breadfruit was brought to Jamaica from Tahiti in 1793 by Captain William Bligh. The first time he attempted to bring the plant to the island, his crew took over the ship and put him off on a deserted island. The film Mutiny on the Bounty was based on this event.
You think this is a humorous occasion? You are mistaken. From now on, there's going to be discipline on the ship. We're going to have order, and we're going to be like seamen.
That was a clip from Mutiny on the Bounty.
Let's get together now. Let brotherhood unite us.
That's our program. I'm Camilla Guthrie. Until next time, one love.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.